It's time for Peeking Inside the Grapevine and filling in for Jimmy the Greek Young this week. Here's Captain Lou.
All right, thank you very much. Happy Thursday, everybody, and welcome to Peeking in the Grapevine. Yours truly, Captain Lou, again, in for Jimmy the Greek. Jimmy is doing good. He is convalescing in privacy, but he says he could see the light at the end of the tunnel, so we'll be back. Excuse me, you'll be back hearing from the voice, the golden voice, Jimmy the Greek, here before long. All right, before we get started, how about taking a look at who's making this possible this morning? How about Coca-Cola of Hancock? Open up some happiness with all your favorite Coke products at your local stores from Coca-Cola of Hancock. Portage Tire and Auto Repair, Ethel Avenue in Hancock. We've got a great selection of brand name tires in stock to keep your vehicle driving smooth year-round. David Jacuri of Century 21 North Country Agency in Houghton is the official realtor in Peeking Inside the Grapevine. David Jacuri represents buyers and sellers and can be reached at 281-1846. That's David Jacuri, Century 21. How about the Pizza Shack in Lawrence? Man, they got great pizza and even better food. That is your place to go in Lawrence. That is the Pizza Shack. How about for all your embroidery, silk, and screening necessities, from team or company shirts, personal apparel, banners, trophies, and everything in between. See Joe and Stacy at Homestead Graphics in Barriga. Call 906-353-6741. Dave's BP Super Service in Hancock, the area's only full-service gas station. Dave's is open 7 days a week with towing available 24/7, 365. Call Dave's BP Service of Hancock at 482-3410. Dr. Grant Olson and the Northland Veterinary Clinic, providing quality care for your family pets. Call 906-482-3400. Keweenaw Overhead Door is your Clopay garage door distributor of the Copper Country. Sharon Avenue of Houghton, open Monday through Friday. Call them at 483-3791. Tim's Excavating and Skidding Service, providing all your excavating needs, from foundations to driveways, sewer and water services. And they remind you that they are licensed septic installers. Call 906-370-4370. Sarazen Family Dental, conveniently located at 896 Campus Drive in Hancock, offering all aspects of family dentistry for the entire family with Dr. Tyler Sarazen. Call 482-8601 for your appointment. Houghton Building Supply on M26 Brickyard Lane in Houghton, behind the Keweenaw Automotive, has been providing quality building materials to homeowners, contractors, and remodelers all over the Copper Country, from the foundation to the rooftop. Know your true value franchise. About Tundra Lodge and Resort in Green Bay, Wisconsin, featuring one of the biggest water parks in the Midwest. Go to Tundra Lodge, or go on to Tundra Lodge, TUNDRALODGE.com. Or call 920-405-8700 to book your stay, as they feature daily walk-in water passes. Hours may vary throughout the summer. Hey, if you got problems with spiders, ants, fleas, mice, and other pests, call A-Plus Pest Management at 281-4975. They'll cure whatever is bugging you for sure. And Uper Fitness, your hometown gym, featuring a wide variety of cardio, free weights, and cable machines, approximately 10,000 square feet, located inside the Copper Country Mall. All right, in the world of sports this morning, let's start down at Comerica Park last night. The Tigers dropped the finale of the three-game set to the New York Yankees yesterday, 4-2. Tarik Skubal, the long ball got to him last night. Paul Goldschmidt stepped up to the plate first at bat in the first inning and drilled one to left field, 372 feet. That put the Yankees up 1-0. The Tigers were able to tie it on a Zach McKinstry RBI single, but then in the top of the third with two outs, again it was Goldschmidt blasting one to left center, 427 feet. Now those were the only two hits that Skubal gave up until the sixth inning, when Jason Dominguez with two outs blasted a two-run shot to make it 4-2. The Tigers did get that tying run in the fourth inning on a Ben Malgary sacrifice fly, but that was all they could muster, leaving nine runners on base as the Tigers lost 4-2. Now they're going to open up a four-game set with the Houston Astros at Comerica Park very essential for the Tigers to get at least 3 out of 4 from the Astros if they still have any kind of hope to get back into the playoff race. Well, they're still in the playoff race, as convoluted as it sounds in the American League. Again, as we've talked on more than one occasion on my Extravaganza podcast, there's two ways to look at it. Glass half full, Detroit's still only 5 games out of a wild card in a very pathetic and anemic American League, as Toronto again lost last night. And they're only 7.5 games out of first place in the American League Central, as the White Sox and the Guardians continue to beat each other up. If you look at it, maybe on the cynical side, this was the time for the Tigers to make hay while the sun shines, with the teams keeping losing, because Toronto is holding that last playoff spot as they are 2 games under 500. It's absolutely amazing. How about the Brewers? Let's talk about something good. The Brewers won again last night, 6-5 over the Red Legs of Cincinnati. Now, with St. Louis losing, they're 7 games up in the National League Central over both the Cubs and the Cardinals. So, good news for the Brew Crew as they're up 7 games in the Central Division, as they're looking strong again this year. Quickly, standings in Major League Baseball. The Yankees are now up 3 games on the Tampa Bay Rays in the AL East. Seattle, 1 game over 500. They're up 2.5 games over the Houston Astros and the Don't Call Me Oakland Athletics, who are, I don't even know where they're playing right now, Sacramento, Las Vegas, Rito, Cucamonga, whatever, out in California. And also the Rangers, they're all tied 2.5 games back in the American League West. How about the National League East? Atlanta, who at one time had a 10-game lead in that division, it's now down to 4.5 games over the Philadelphia Phillies. Donnie Baseball, the quote-unquote interim manager of the Philadelphia Phillies, he's got them playing very red-hot baseball right now. The Braves' lead is down to 4.5. And in the American League West, or the National League West, rather, the best team money can buy, that's the Los Angeles Dodgers. They now have a 9-game lead on the San Diego Padres. Now, we mentioned again, the Astros in town in Comerica, the 1st of 4. Troy Melton will take the bump for the Tigers as they look to get back on the winning track, 4-2 on the homestand after winning the 1st 4. So, again, let's see what they can do. And real quick, Jack Flaherty, Tuesday had a rehab assignment at Erie, and he gave up a couple of runs, but that was the first at-bat, kind of like what Scoobal did, and his last batter he faced. In between, he set down 11 straight, so we'll see if he gets the call-up for the Tigers, potentially maybe at the end of this series against Houston. That would be on 4 days' rest. We'll see. We'll keep an eye on that later on in the weekend. All right, we got some Detroit Lions news, and boy, this isn't good. This is out of the you got to be kidding me department. There was rumors that Terrion Arnold was in a little bit of trouble with this robbery attempt and whatnot going on after supposedly he got some of his personal belongings stolen out of an Airbnb back in February. Well, he was arrested last night after a kidnapping and robbery plot back in February. Now, he's alleged to be the mastermind. According to authorities, he set all this up with 7 other people. Well, they all got arrested. Three or four of them right now are being held without bond awaiting federal trial. 3 of them have already pled guilty and have been sentenced to prison. Terrion Arnold, now the prosecutors don't want bail. They want him held without bail before trial. If I was the Lions, I know what I'd be doing today. I know they stood behind him. Dan Campbell said he stood behind him in May. But after what's transpired last night, I don't know how they can stand behind him. I think it's time to cut bait. He's going to be held, and he's going to be charged with 8 felony counts. He's facing up in life in prison. But it looks like Terrion Arnold's next football team will be the Mean Machine with Paul Crewe for another sequel to that movie. So, yeah, looks like his days will probably be done in the Detroit Lions uniforms. Man, that's sad, but you know what? You make your own bed, you lie in it. So we'll see what happens with Terrion Arnold. Just another setback for the Lions as they look to try to rebound to get back to playoff form from a couple of years ago. Well, it was announced Tuesday afternoon that Mike Babcock will indeed be the new head coach of the Edmonton Oilers. I got to tell you, this one is baffling to me. Desperation is definitely in the air in Edmonton. Desperate times call for desperate measures. Now, I know Mike Babcock, he won in Detroit. He won a Stanley Cup. I know he took Anaheim to the Stanley Cup final before that, but he's also got a history, and it's not a good one when it comes to relationships with his players. Now, there's the hardline approach, win at all costs. I get it. You know, and maybe some will say some of these players are soft, but I just don't know about some of the things that Mike Babcock has done. Just in case you don't remember, what he did to Mike Modano in Detroit, to me, was inexcusable. Mike Modano was looking to dress for his 1,500th game as a player in the National Hockey League when he was a member of the Detroit Red Wings. Mike Babcock scratched him in that last game of the year, and so that wasn't a good look. And then what he did to Chris Chelios, or what he tried to do, Chelios, he tried to healthy scratch Chelios in the Winter Classic game against the Chicago Blackhawks later on. Chelios said, "I'm dressing no matter what you want," and that's what he ended up doing. So, and then the mind games he played with Johan Franzen, causing a mental breakdown, and then the stuff he pulled in Toronto with Mitch Marner, and then what he was trying to do in Columbus, trying to ask for everybody's private phones, all the pictures and everything. You know, Mike Babcock is Mike Babcock. You know, he makes no bones about it. That press conference yesterday, when he denied anything wrong, and all he said was, "My wife told me it was time to leave, so I left," that being his Columbus experience. So, I don't know. All I do know is this. We know who the true GM is in Edmonton, and that's Connor McDavid. And if he signed off on it, well, then you know that Mike Babcock was going to be the head coach, because if he didn't want him, we all know he wouldn't be going there. And supposedly, Babcock sat down with Connor McDavid, Leon Draisaitl, and Zach Hyman, the three the big players, if you will, for the Edmonton Oilers. So it sounds like, according to them and according to him, everything's good above board. We'll wait and see. Get your popcorn ready for this one, because Edmonton is definitely going to be front and center. We'll see how long that Connor McDavid puts up with it before he may want off his current team, as he begins now the final 2 years of the extension of his contract, especially when he sees everything that's going on in the world of the National Hockey League with all the trades. Speaking of that, how about Jimmy's Buffalo Sabres? I know the Sabres are his team. First, they traded Bowen Byram to the Chicago Blackhawks for the fourth overall pick in Friday's draft. Also, Jordan Greenway is gone, and they got the 45th pick along with Louis Crevier. I love the trade for Buffalo. I think this is huge. Byram was not going to crack the number one line on defense for the Buffalo Sabres, in my opinion. So, and he wanted out. He wanted that number one status. He wasn't happy, so they got rid of him. And then yesterday came the news of the sign and trade for Alex Tuch going to the Washington Capitals. He got his wish. He got his contract. Now he's going to be a member of the Capitals. 8 years, $10.5 million for Tuch, as now he's going to be a member of the Washington Capitals. Well, this creates a lot of cap space for the Buffalo Sabres. A little birdie tells me I think I might know who they might be interested in, and that just might be Connor Hellebuck, as he's made no bones. He wants out. Let's see if Buffalo can do some magic now. Maybe a little sign and trade or whatever is going to happen with that. But so much movement in the National Hockey League with all these trades. In Detroit right now, it's pretty quiet on the Dylan Larkin front. That doesn't mean they're probably still not trying to make a deal. All the rumors out there that he might want to go to Dallas, rather. Well, they've got a lot of centers, and they've got Jason Robertson there. That's going to be the telling point right there for the Dallas Stars. Apparently, he wants $14 million a year, which is high-end in the National Hockey League. I don't know if Dallas has got that kind of room. They might do some kind of a trade with the Red Wings to get that, because, you know, Dylan Larkin's contract is only $8.5 million per right now in salary standards. That's not too bad. It's almost a bargain, depending on what you think of his talent level, that being Dylan Larkin. So much to talk about with that. We've got the San Jose Sharks freeing up their ninth pick, or they've got a ninth pick. Now they got three picks in the first round, I should say. The second pick, the ninth pick, and the 25th pick. Maybe Larkin goes to San Jose if he agrees to go there. That's the sticking point. He's got that no movement clause in his contract. So he's up the ante as far as which teams he would like to go to. I don't know if San Jose is one of them. Sounds like Dallas is, but again, we'll have to wait and see as this circus continues to evolve. the tug of war, at least on the public front, between Larkin, or the court of public opinion, I should say, between Dylan Larkin and Steve Yzerman. Some think Yzerman's doing a great job. A lot of other people think he isn't. A lot of people feel sorry for Larkin. Then there's a lot of people that don't. So it goes back and forth. It's the crazy thing. It's the gift that keeps on giving for folks like us that like to keep an eye on this here with the Detroit Red Wings and that saga. All right, speaking of hockey, one more news out of the world of hockey at the college level. How about Harvard hiring Michigan assistant coach Rob Rassey as their next head coach? He's going to replace Ted Donato, who's been there 21 years as the head man at Harvard. A lot of success for him there, but with the changing times in the world of college athletics, and he's probably another one that said he's had enough, he wanted out. So Rob Rassey will now become the next head coach of Harvard. Speaking of Michigan, they won. It sounds like they've won the Landon DuPont sweepstakes. As it sounded like it came down to him and Michigan State as the landing spot for him. The phenom, if you will, the prized recruit who many suspect will be the number one pick in next year's NHL draft, that being in 2027. So Michigan will land Landon DuPont. Lord only knows how much NIL money he's going to encounter down in Ann Arbor at the University of Michigan. All right, in the NBA, the Pistons, they traded Isaiah Stewart yesterday for a bunch of draft picks to the Memphis Grizzlies, so Detroit clearing up some cap space. They also traded for Knicks second-round pick Ogana Onyenzo. I think I got that one right. How about that? And in the first round, they picked Ibuka Okori, shooting guard from Stanford, something Detroit needed badly in the playoff run that they had in that loss to Cleveland. Milwaukee, by the way, they drafted Braden Burries, a guard out of Arizona. Of course, we all know with them, they no longer have Giannis in the fold as he was traded to Miami a couple of days prior. Michigan, speaking of the University of Michigan, of course, Dusty May, no longer the head coach. We talked about that on Tuesday. No longer the head coach at the University of Michigan. Well, their first draft pick, the ninth pick of the draft, guess what? They took a Michigan Wolverine. A lot of people thought it would have been Yaxel, but I think they got a good pick. And Morez Johnson Jr., He went to Dallas at number 9. It'll be a good pickup to go along with Cooper Flagg at the Dallas Mavericks. Yaxel Lendenborg, he went to Golden State at 11. That's going to be a fantastic matchup or a partnership with him and with Draymond Green, the Michigan State guy. Those two teams hated each other. They hate each other's teams respectively. Of course, Draymond with Michigan State, the Michigan State alum, and now with Yaxel. Going from Michigan, I'm not going to call him an alum. I think he was just a rental player. And that's coming from a Michigan fan. And finally, Eddie Mora goes to OKC at 12. So three Michigan players drafted out of four picks in the first round. All right, that's going to do it for this edition of Peeking in the Grapevine. I want to thank everybody for taking time out to be with us this morning, however you listen to us around the world again here on the Peeking in the Grapevine. Get well soon, Jimmy. I know he's convalescing in privacy, as he likes to say. I'll be back next Tuesday for another edition of Peeking in the Grapevine. Until then, Captain Lou saying have a great weekend. Keep your heads up. Keep your sticks down. Keep your feet moving. And as always, keep your minds open. Let's send it back to Sam in the studio.